Town Hall. The original core of the building dates back to the 13th century. However, the building was completely rebuilt between the middle of the 16th century and the middle of the following century, when the palaces of the Priori and Capitano del Popolo were merged. The town hall was damaged by the earthquake of 1832 and then restored in a neoclassical style by architect Antonio Mollari. The little tower, called Torrino, was destroyed by the 1997 earthquake, but it has been recently fully restored. It is 52 meters high. Going up to the mezzanine, we can admire the 16th century fresco of the Madonna del Velo. On the first floor, next to the access door to the current Sala della Giunta, within a fake architecture, there are the images of Saint Feliciano, the blessed Pietro Cresci, and above them, the Holy Spirit, represented by a dove. The hall of the Municipal Council was entirely decorated by Mariano Piervittori, with the allegories of the triumphant wisdom, the strength, the prudence and the justice. The allegories of arts, sciences and techniques, and the portraits of 16 illustrious people from Foligno. On the walls there are three great historical paintings, the arrival of Frederick II as a youth in Foligno. The Foligno Count Robba Castelli rejects the army of Frederick I Barbarossa and the death of Columba Antonietti. The two longitudinal walls have four tondos that refer to Dante's journey into the afterlife, recalling the first edition of the Divine Comedy printed in Foligno on the 11th of April 1472. Other noteworthy features are the Hall of Landscapes, the Hall of Arms, which has the walls decorated with coats of arms of the noble families of Foligno, and the Hall of Arts and Crafts, which is currently the Mayor's Hall.